Welcome to DatCom Digital. It's time to listen to the latest crypto and DeFi market integrity news and enlightening interviews with industry thought leaders. This episode welcomes Graham Rodford, CEO and co-founder at Arcax, with Chen Arad, COO and co-founder at Solidus Labs.
Hello, everyone. I have the pleasure of hosting Graham Rodford here, founder and CEO of Arcax, which is a UK-based platform and who's been doing for years now some of the most exciting regulatory-oriented products in the crypto ecosystem, in my opinion. Graham, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and Arcax?
Sure. Yeah. So Arcax was set up 4 years ago. Our background was in hedge funds. We looked into the market. We wanted to set up a crypto fund. And what we found was just that there weren't that many credible exchanges out there institutions would face. So we decided to apply to the FCA and become a regulated exchange. So in 2020, we became the UK's first regulated digital securities exchange, custodian and broker, and also got the UK's first crypto asset permission. So on our platform, we can have securities, tokenized securities, and crypto all in the same place.
That's a lot of firsts.
Yeah, there's a lot of firsts. We need to go live, but we've definitely got a good foundation in place.
And, you know, it's definitely not easy, you know. Alex Royals, who I know you know, is a friend of mine, and he once told me that, regulatory unclarity is frustrating when you're trying to innovate, but it's also an opportunity to do the right thing, which I feel you guys have been very focused on.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of where we try and differentiate ourselves. I think a lot of people in the space have a vision of where they want the world to be, you know, DEXs, zero knowledge proof. The problem is when you go to a regulator, you can't go, hey, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ignore everything you're saying and I'm just going to build this whole new way of doing it. Instead, what we try and do is go, okay, what can we do right now? Try and interpret the regulation, push it as far as we both comfortably can on our side and the regulator side, and then try and work towards where we're going. So, you know, it means you're doing a lot of work, looking at the regulation in detail. We're speaking to lawyers all the time. And quite often when you're speaking to lawyers, usually they know the answer, but in this field, they don't. They need to go and find out themselves. So it can take a lot of work to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, but that's exactly how we push the industry forward. So what's new with Arcax? What can we expect in the next few months? Anything exciting?
Yeah, so we're just in the final throes of testing right now. We'll be launching in the next few weeks with our custodian. We've got 22 issuers signed for our platform, so a variety of SMEs. We're in the middle of our Series A, actually, which hopefully is closing next month.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And hopefully the recent market turbulence won't impact that. Within that is a large asset manager. And we're really excited about a potential partnership there. They're looking to do a range of exchange traded products with us. And they've got, you know, over $500 billion of assets on their balance sheet. And they're looking to create tokenized funds. So, you know, really good use case for us. Really good to see what we thought would happen start to happen. So hopefully they invest and together we can build some great products.
Hey, I'm a big believer that at the end of the day, big liquidity flows to security, integrity, regulation. So that's really exciting. A lot of exciting news.
Yeah.
Not just really one piece. And also, you know, I feel like, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what happens last week. You just mentioned it. I do feel like oftentimes in, you know, moments like this kind of push everyone back to fundamentals and obviously to towards platforms that are very committed to promoting integrity. So I'm just curious for your general thoughts on what do you think would be the impact for the industry? You know, we're at a DeFi conference here.
Yeah.
No one, when they bought their tickets, thought that when we get here, it's going to be right after, such a meltdown. So what are your thoughts? What should we take away from this?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of issues, right? I mean, the macro economy right now is, you know, in trouble anyway. You know, you've got huge inflation, problems around the globe. You know, that's putting a lot of pressure on people anyway. And then, you know, within that climate, you've got, you know, what everyone perceived as, you know, a stable coin, you know, potential safety and one of the most favored cryptos out there in Luna or Terra. So, you know, it's just interesting to watch it play out. A lot of retail people involved in the space, some of whom have lost their life savings. Like, it's truly tragic kind of watching it play out. I don't think it impacts the market long term, but there's no doubt there's been a lot of suffering by a lot of people. I think it points to a few things. I think a lot of people in crypto are obviously libertarian and don't believe in regulation. It's never really been my stance. I am quite a libertarian, but I think that you protect people sometimes if you can do proportionate regulation. And I think there needs to be more scrutiny over some things. So I think calling an algorithmic stablecoin a stablecoin, you know, unless there is some sort of consensus of how they should be stress tested, how they'll react in certain environments, you know, it feels flawed to compare that with something like USDC that's, you know, backed one to one with a currency and fairly flat. And I guess when you're looking at any of these things now, there's a lot of people coming out the woodwork saying, you know, we did the analysis, we didn't believe it. But actually, if you look back, a lot of influencers were behind this, were pushing it. There's some really high profile names out there, you know, talking it up all the time, are partly culpable. So I think we just need to pause a bit and think about, is there some sort of proportional regulation that can actually help people? Because ultimately, it doesn't hold us back to ignore the regulation. Things like this really impact the global view of crypto and stop us from moving forwards.
Such a good point. You know, it's I sometimes think that, you know, as people who really believe in crypto and digital assets and their potential to transform finance, make it better for people, our responsibility is greater than just for our businesses. It's really about enabling this ecosystem. So I'd like to thank you for championing that with Archex and personally for years now.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for the launch and for the round and everything. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that's been great. Thanks for having me.
This episode of DatCom Digital was brought to you by Solidus Labs. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and be sure to join the conversation by following us on LinkedIn and Twitter.